It seems therefore clear that minimum access surgery is here and here to stay, but as is very often the case in newly emerging surgical practices, looking for the evidence of efficacy is not so straightforward. I'm just highlighting here two recent systematic reviews, the first from Oxford, the second from Australia, both of which were able to identify large numbers of cohort studies, but only five direct comparisons between open and minimal access techniques. Of these, only two, the studies from Progresso in Chile and Smithers from Australia that I've already mentioned, being prospective studies. There are apparently two randomised trials proposed on the continent, but to my knowledge, neither of these have reported any results as yet.